十三章那里往前看。
We'll continue from chapter 13 onward.
那上礼拜我们看到了，神告诉约书亚说，虽然他年纪老迈，但是还有许多未得之地。
And last week we saw that even though Joshua was well advanced in age, but there was still land to be taken.
那么神就告诉以色列人该如何的来处理那些未得之地。
And so God told the Israelites how to deal with the land that was still to be taken.
末了的时候我们说，虽然人没有做好神所吩咐的，
and at the end we said that even though man has not accomplished what God has commanded,
但是神所要做的一定会做成功。
But what the God wants to accomplish, it will be done.
那因为神的计划是太大了，
because God's plan is too great.
从时间上来说，那是从永远到永远。
And time-wise, it's from eternity past to eternity future.
从能力上面来说，是的，要需要有胜过死亡的权势的那个能力。
And strength-wise, that this, it takes the might to overcome death.
那所以在人这一方面，人能做成神的永远的旨意的，只是很有限、很有限的一段。
So in regards to man, in accomplishing the will of God is very limited.
虽然是这样，
and even though it's like this,
但是神让我们看见，
God allows us to see,
只要我们做好神安排给我们的那个部分，
that when we do our part which God gives us,
那我们该做的就做过了，
then what we have, we should do, we're able to do.
那在神面前我们也就可以了。
And we'll be right before God.
那今天我们继续往前看的时候，我们特别要注意一个很具体的问题。
So as we continue onward today, we'll notice a very general matter.
既然还有许多未得之地，
And since there are still many lands that yet to be taken,
你还没有得着，你怎么去分呢？
And if it has not yet been taken, how can you divide it?
那在这里我们看到神给约书亚有几个原则。
And here we can see that God has given Joshua a few principles.
那这几个原则解决了当时他们分地的那个问题。
And these few principles has taken care of the problems they had in dividing the land,
也是承受产业的问题。
And this is also the same in dividing the inheritance.
但是那几个原则到今天在我们身上还是那样实用的。
But these principles are still very practical to us nowadays.
那我们就来看一看怎么去得地进到承受产业。
So first let us see how they're able to gain the land to enter into inheritance.
那我们留意第六节，
let's pay attention to the midst of verse 6.
从当中开始，
in the middle of verse 6,
他说我必在以色列人面前赶出他们去，你只管照我的所吩咐的将这地分给以色列人。
The Lord says, I myself will drive them out before the Israelites. Just be sure to allocate these land to Israel for an inheritance, as I have instructed you.
那我们就看到头一件事情，他们分地乃是根据神的应许。
So the first point we can see that they're dividing the land is according to the promise of God.
那神说要给他们的，神就负责把地交到他们手上。
So as long as God has said that the land is theirs, he would be responsible to give it to them.
那这个根据神的应许，
and this is according to the promise of God.
而我们可以说就是根据神的话，
and we can also say that it's according to God's word.
神怎么说了神就怎么做了，
and however the Lord says, he will accomplish.
那这个是很重要的一样。
And this is a very important matter.
神的话就是神的应许。
That the word of God is the promise of God.
神是事实的神。
And God is a faithful God.
他不会给人开玩笑的。
And he would not joke around with men.
他是就说是，不是就说不是。
And if he says yes, it is yes, and no, is no.
他既然说了要把那地给以色列人。
And since he already has said,
他就一定照着他的应许去做成那一件事。
But he would give this land to the Israelites that he would do according to his promise.
那所以以色列人他们得地乃是根据神的应许。
So the Israelites gaining the land is according to the promise of God.
那这样我们就学了一些功课了。
So we can draw some lessons from this.
头一点就是
The first point is
神没有应许的我们不必去求。
That whatever God has not promised, we do not need to inquire about.
那就是我们去求。
And even if we ask,
恐怕也是白白的求。
We would be asking in vain.
那就正如雅各书四章上面所说过的话。
And just as in James chapter 4 has said,
你们得不着是因为你们妄求。
That you do not have when you ask, it's because you ask with wrong motives.
那所以神没有答应给的。
So when God has not promised to give,
那我们不必去求。
We do not need to go ask.
但是有些时候弟兄姊妹会碰到这样的一个实际的情形。
But sometimes brothers and sisters might come into this practical issue.
大的应许。
But a big promise.
那我们知道神都记录在那个他的话上面。
But God already has recorded that in his words.
但是有些时候是我们随时的需要的。
But many times is what we need readily.
那我们怎么知道神有没有应许呢？
Then how do we know if God has promised?
那为什么我们在这一方面我们要这样的留意？
And so brothers and sisters, regarding this, we have to pay attention.
首先我们要肯定我们向神所要的没有和圣经的真理有抵触的。
Now first, what we need before God has no conflict with the Bible.
你说虽然没有抵触，但是如果神根本就没有把那个事情要应许给我，那我怎么知道？
And even though you might say there's no conflict with the scriptures, but then you might ask, how do I know if God has promised that to me?
那弟兄姊妹，我们也不需要担心这一样。
So brothers and sisters, we do not need to worry about this.
要紧的，我们是有一个准确的心思向着神。
What's most important is that we have a right attitude before God.
神给的，我们在信心里头把它接过来。
That whatever God has given, we have accepted by our faith.
而神不给的，我们就不必勉强的向神要。
And if God has not promised, we don't have to ask.
要紧的是要建立这样的一个心思。
And what's most important is we have to establish this heart.
而若是我们能建立好这样的心思
，And if we have established this attitude correctly,
也许你向神要的时候，你不知道神是不是给你有应许。
And when you inquire of God, and you don't know if He has promised this to you.
但是一祷告你就知道。
But once you pray, you would know.
那弟兄姊妹，我们经历过的人，我们都能说出这样的事情。
Now brothers and sisters, whoever has experienced this can tell you.
你一祷告你就知道了。
That once you pray, you would know.
你说怎么会知道？
Then you might ask, how would I know?
就是会知道。
But you would.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为不是在神的意识里面的，你去祷告的时候，你那个祷告像是打空气一样。
Because when you pray and it is not in the will of God, it's just like beating the air.
好像憋了气的那个球一样。
It's just like a ball with the air all out of it.
如果你一开始你祷告的时候，你觉得神也许会给我了。
Because once you start praying to God, asking that you think that God would grant it to you.
但是你越为那个事情祷告，你就越祷告不出来。
But the more you pray about it regarding this, the more you just have no words.
你祷告那个事情，祷告那个事情在神面前就祷告不下去了。
And when you come before God in prayer, this you just cannot continue.
用着你就知道了。
then brothers and sisters, you would know.
神在那里拦住你不做那个祷告了。
That God has blocked you and hindered you from that prayer.
啊，就算你起初的时候没有马上就领会这一点。
And even though you might not have gotten this point right away.
你为了那个事情祷告了两次三次。
But once you prayed about it two or three times.
啊，起初你以为说，哎呀，神需要我们多祷告一点，所以神才答应。
Because at the very beginning, you might think, we have to pray about it more before God answers.
所以你祷告两次了，三次了。
So you pray two or three times.
但是你越祷告，你就越觉得。
But the more you pray, the more you feel.
那个祷告没有到达，没有到达神的面前。
That your prayer has not reached the throne of God.
第二个，我相信。如果我们在祷告上面有实际的操练的话
So brothers and sisters, I truly believe that we have this practical lesson in prayer
你一定能领会到的
That you will feel this
在神的面前能到他那里去的祷告你越祷告就 越舒畅越祷告就越轻快
That the prayers that will reach God those are the prayers that the more you pray about it the more smooth and the more excited andJoyful you get.
但是没有祷告在神的那一个旨意里边的。
But when you have not prayed in the will of God,
你那个祷告好像把石头扔在水里一样。
It's just like a rock thrown into water.
看不见了，没有了。
That you cannot see it any longer.
好像剩下一些这个涟漪在那里。
And there are only just the splashes, the waves, the ripples.
但是石头不见了。
But the rock you cannot see any longer.
那个水面也平静了。
And just a while later,
好像什么事情都没有发生过一样。
Just as if nothing ever happened.
或者就好像你向空气喊了几句话。
It's just like you have just yelled into the air.
声音停下来的时候什么都没有。
But once your voice stops, there's no sound.
那这还算是好一点。
And it's even better like this.
有些时候你祷告啊。
Because sometimes when we pray,
好像你的话语祷告出去，那里有一个杠板在那里把你的话语弹回来。
But sometimes when you pray and your voice goes out, it seems like there's something there and it bounces your voice back.
就是你那个祷告出不来。
And it's just like your prayer is not able to come forth.
那弟兄们好像说起来好像很玄的。
Brothers and sisters, it seems very abstract this matter.
但是。你经历过你就知道了
But when you experience you would know
一点都不玄乃是事实
That is not abstract at all but true
那些弟兄姊妹我们知道了我们承受应许 我们接受神的赏赐乃是根据神的应许
So brothers and sisters you know that when we accept the reward of God is according to his promise
如果不是神所应许的
And if God has not promised
我们就不要勉强在神面前吵着要
Do not go and bug and ask of God
你就知道神既然不给我们就停在那里好了
And if you know that God has not will to grant it then we'll stop there
我们感谢神
We thank God
那这是头一件事情
This is the first lesson
怎样去得地呢
How are they to obtain the land
根据神的话
According to the word of God
那第二件事情也来了
So the second matter arises.
这个事情就很有意思了。
And this matter is very interesting.
神说你照着我所吩咐的，年就分给以色列人。
But the Lord says, just divide the land as I have instructed you.
年就去分给以色列人。
That just allocate the land as I have instructed you. That to divide the land by lot as I have instructed you.
那就说这个是很玄了。
And so this might seem very abstract.
也好像跟我们一般那个观念里面的那是求神拜福那个求签的那个情况来了
As this just seems in our concept this is just like when you're asking from the idols
那但是弟兄我们必须注意一件事
But brothers and sisters let us notice one matter
神在这里说研究来分给以色列人
That just divide the land by lot as I have instructed you
很有一个意思在里面的
That there is a lot of meaning to this
那是什么呢
And what is that
那是要求以色列人在信心里面去接受
And that is to require the Israelites to accept this through faith
这话怎么说呢
And how can this be
我们记得当摩西快要离世以前
And we remember as Moses was about to depart from the
world, 那个民数记,
and that is in Numbers,
神也就告诉他们说,
that God has told Moses, that God has told Moses to command the Israelites,
他们进到迦南地以后,
that once they enter into the land of Canaan to divide the land,
人数多的就多给,
that more is given to the greater number.
人数少的那就少分一点,
and less is given to the people with the less number.
那现在问题就来了,
so the problem is,
既然是研究,
that if it's by lot,
很有机会, 人数多的那个支派就拈到一个阄的那个地是很小的,
and there is a great chance that when the greater tribe would get a small lot,
这个可能性很清楚是会出现的,
and this chance is very clear that this chance might come.
翻过来也是一样,
and just the same opposite.
如果在边境的话,
that if it's by lot,
一个人数少的支派, 很可能他就拈到一个很大的, 一片, 土地的那一个就,
and that a small lot might have a small tribe might by lot gain a great piece of land.
弟兄姊妹你说对啊会发生这个情况啊,
and brothers and sisters, you might think that's true, it might happen.
但是假如真的发生这个情况,
and if it would happen this way,
那怎么和神所吩咐的人数多的就多给他们人数少的就少给他们,
then how would this be according to the word of God, that more is given to the greater tribe and less is given to the lesser tribe?
怎么可能成就呢?
How can this be accomplished?
也就是说按人看来这个是不可能成就的,
that according to man this cannot be accomplished,
而是十二个就,
because there are 12 lots,
你只有十二分之一的机会是按照你那个 机会的大小来抓到你能得着的那个就,
because you would only have 1 in 12 chances to grasp that lot that you're going to obtain.
其实我这样说是说得很简单了,
so the way I'm putting it is very simple actually,
但其实那个几率还没有十二分一那么 那么小的,
in reality the chances is not as great,
那么大呢还要小呢,
not as great as 1 in 12, it might even be smaller,
但是感谢赞美主,
but praise and thank the Lord,
他说研究, 那就研究,
if he said by lot then it's by lot.
为什么可以研究?
And why is it able to be by lot?
原因乃是 神的管理,
and the reason is that the Lord is ruling there.
那从人这一方面来说,
and on the man's perspective,
你是念旧念回来的,
that you have drawn it by lot.
你得了什么地你不能怪谁,
that whatever land that you have drawn, you cannot blame anyone.
你只能怪你抓的时候抓不到你所要的,
and you can only blame yourself, you have not drawn what you have wanted.
所以在人这方面来说好像说让人没有话好讲,
so on man's perspective it seems that they have nothing to say about this,
但是这个还是小事,
but this is still a minor,
主要的是让他们用信心来相信神在这个动作里头的那一个管理,
what is most important is that they have to by faith this action they take that the Lord is sovereign,
十二个支派都在那里研究,
that the 12 tribes that are joined by
Judah,
that when the tribe of Judah reaches their hand out,
应该他是拿第一阄,
they should draw the first lot,
按照上面那个记录来说, and 他应该是拿第一阄,
and that is according to the recording later on,
那十二个就在那里,
and there are 12 lots there,
那他手一伸进去,
so his hand reaches in,
一拿出来,
and when he takes it out,
他所抓到的那个阄绝对是神放在他手里的,
and the lot that he has drawn is definitely from God who placed it there.
我用这么就是很明显的,
so brothers and sisters, this is very clear.
那等到犹大支派抓了
，and after the tribe of Judah has
剩下十一个就
，there are 11 lots left。
那么接上去，也许说是啊，约瑟支派来抓吧。
And afterwards, it's Joseph's tribe to draw.
那他伸手下去拿上来的时候
，and as he reaches to draw it out,
一定是神要给约瑟支派的。
It will be the land that God has given to them.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们从历史上来看这个问题。
Now, brothers and sisters, we'll look at this from history standpoint.
我们晓得以色列开始建国的时候，他们是一个完整的国家。
We know that when Israel established their nation, they were a complete nation.
但是等到那个所罗门死了以后
，But after Solomon's death.
那这个国就分裂成为南北两个国家了。
That this kingdom divided into two parts, the north and the south.
那但是我们从创世纪的时候就已经看见一件事。
But from the very beginning at Genesis, we have seen this matter.
将来那个王是要从犹大支派出来。
That the future king is to come forth from Judah.
我们又看出一件事情
And we can also see another matter.
神是要选中耶路撒冷做大军的 京城
That God has chosen Jerusalem to be the capital of the king.
那这两个事情
And so these two matters
那如果神不管理住那个州的话
And if God has notIt's not sovereign over the drawing of the lot.
犹大一抓抓出来的时候，就抓到最北边的靠近利巴嫩那里的那一个州。
That when Judah has drawn out the lot, and they have drawn the most northern part, where it's near Lebanon.
那这个神允许君王要出自犹大，耶路撒冷又作为京城。
That if God has,
这个应许怎么成就
If God has promised for the king to come forth from the tribe of Judah and that Jerusalem would be established as the capital of the king, how can this be accomplished?
那还有
And furthermore,
耶路撒冷不在犹大支派的土地里
That Jerusalem is not in the land of the tribe of Judah.
耶路撒冷是在便雅悯的支派所得的地上
That Jerusalem is on the land that Benjamin has drawn.
那假如不是便雅悯支派抓到他那个州是得着耶路撒冷的。
And for instance, if the lot drawn by the tribe of Benjamin, if they have not drawn Jerusalem,
那么犹大怎么可以以耶路撒冷做他的都城呢？
Then how could it be possible for Jerusalem to be the capital of Judah?
那我们晓得等到以色列分成南北两个国的时候
And so we know when the kingdom of Israel is divided into two nations
十个支派在北边
That the ten tribes are on the north
只有两个支派在南边
And only two tribes are on the south
那南边的两个支派一个是犹大一个是便雅悯
And the two tribes of the south are one is Judah and the other is Benjamin
那弟兄姊妹，这一个事实是不能改变的。
And brothers and sisters, so this fact cannot be changed.
因为牵连的问题很复杂的。
Because what this has a great connection to a lot of
many matters. 我只是仅仅提出那么一点点，让弟兄姊妹
merely mentioned just these few, just for us to think about.
君王出于犹大，京城是在耶路撒冷。
That the king would come forth from the tribe of Judah, and that the capital.Of the king is to be Jerusalem.
那如果神不是在那里管理着整个研究的事情
，and if God was not sovereign over drawing by lots，
就算好像一般人所说的碰碰运气
，and if it's just to man's concept that is just by luck，
那就什么都完了
，then everything would be finished。
但是我们感谢神
，but we thank God，
在这一个地方。
But in this place,
我们看到了一件事情。
We can see one.
神说用研究的方法分给他们。
That if God said by lot to divide the land,
这里面就有了两方面的 那个 结局。
Then within this there are two conclusions.
第一，我们刚才提了，让人没有怨言。
That first, to let man have no complaints.
第二，
And secondly,
这是最重要的，
What's most important?
乃是让他们看见，虽然他们是研究，但是实际上他们是从神的手里头接过来的。
That even though, let them see that even though it is by lot, but they have accepted it from the hand of God.
那所以我们看到，
So we can see,
在研究以前呢，
that before it was drawn by lot,
我们看到那个这个下边的时候，
that we can see,
十八章弟兄姊妹先翻到那里。
Brothers and sisters, please first turn to chapter 18.
我们要看几个地方。
We have to look at several areas.
先看第四节。
First four.
你们每支派当选举三个人，我要打发他们去，他们就要起身走遍那地，按着各支派地业写明，就回到我这里来。
Appoint three men from each tribe. I will send them out to make a survey of the land and to write a description of it according to the inheritance of each. Then they will return to me.
那然后第八节。
And then verse 8.
活第四的人起身去的时候，约书亚祝福他们说，你们去走遍那地，活民第四就回到我这里来，我要在示罗这里耶和华面前为你们研究。
As the men started on their way to map out the land, Joshua instructed them, Go and make a survey of the land and write a description of it. Then return to me and I will cast lots for you here at Shiloh in the presence of the Lord.
那就这里看到了，在研究以前他们先去活民那个第四啊。
So brothers and sisters, you can see before they have the lots were cast that they went to make a survey of the land.
就是他们有三十六个人。
That they sent out 36 men.
他们进到那个那是还未得之地。
And they have entered into the land that was still yet to be
taken. 他们按照那个地势来把它分成十块。
And according to the area of the land, they have divided into 10 pieces.
因为有两个半支派已经在约旦河东承受了产业，剩下九个半支派是还是需要有十块地。
For two and a half tribes already have their gotten their inheritance to the east of the Jordan, so there are still nine and a half tribes left, so they still need 10 lots.
那所以你看，那个地势活出来的时候，有些大一点，有些小一点。
So when the land was mapped out, there are some greater areas and some smaller areas.
那如果神不管理这一个事情，
and if God has not ruled over this matter,
那他们就没有办法能拈到神要给他们的那个就。
Then it would not be possible for them to draw the lot that was due to them.
那我们感谢赞美主。
So we praise and thank our Lord.
在研究分地的这个事情上面，神让以色列人学习在信心里面接受神所赐给的。
That in this lesson of dividing the land by lot, that God has taught the Israelites to accept from God.
但现在就马上出来一个问题了。
By faith, and then here a matter arises.
我们现在在新约里边的神的儿女。
That we as children of God in the New Testament,
我们要决断一些事情的时候，
that when we're deciding a matters,
是不是也可以用研究的方法来解决呢？
Can we use this method of by lot?
那到现在有好多不够认识神的做工的方法的基督徒，他们仍然会这样做的。
And there are still many Christians who do not understand the way God works. They might still do this way.
因为他们不仅是看见约书亚分地时研究。
Because they can not only see that when Joshua divided the land, it was by lot.
他也看见在四世纪的时候，神差遣那一个 基甸的时候
that they also see that when God has sent a prophet in, a judge in Judges Gideon in Judges
基甸就向神说
and Gideon said to God
我要讨一些凭据
that I have to gain some proof
no 我今天晚上把一把羊毛放在那个地上面
that tonight I'll put some goat's hair on the ground
明天早晨我来看的时候那一个羊毛是满了露水但是周围的地是干的
but when I come forth tomorrow to take a look that when the goat's hair is full of dew but the land surrounding is dry
那神果然是这样答应他
and God did answer him in this way
但是他觉得还不放心因为这个事情实在太重大了
but he still did not feel secure because that was a great matter
这时候我、哦、今天晚上你再给我做一次
so he said to God todo it again tonight
我要把那个事情翻过来
that I will reverse the process
明天早晨我要看见那个羊毛是干的但是周围的地都是湿的
I want to see the goat's hair to be dry tomorrow morning and the land that's surrounding it to be wet
神果然就照着他所求的给他
and indeed God did according to what he asked
那么这一就两件事情了
so there are two things here
那么那些弟兄姊妹们他们又说到了新约的时候神还研究啊
and so brothers and sisters might think that in the New Testament God still would do it by lot
我们读使徒行传第一章的时候他们又决定从两个弟兄中间研究拈出一个人来填补那个卖主的犹大的那个位分啊
for we saw that in the Acts chapter 1 that from two brothers they were to draw by lotone to take the place of Judah who sold the Lord
那不是到现在我们还是可以用研究的方法来决定事情吗
so can we not use this method to determine matters today
那弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters
如果今天我们还用研究的方法来决定事情那我们还是活在旧约里
that if today we would still do it in this method that we'll still be living in the Old Testament
弟兄你晓得在以色起初以色列人神给他们求问神的方法乃是用着祭司的外袍上的一些事物
Now brothers and sisters you remember that at the beginning when God used the method when the Israelites were to inquire of him that God used the outer garment of the priest
那他在祭司的那个外袍上面有一个胸牌
That there is a breastplate on the outer garment of the high priest.
那在胸牌里面有两个东西。
And there are two things in the breastplate of the high priest.
那两个东西叫做土灵和乌灵。
And these two were Urim and Thummim.
那么这两个东西呢，那是给以色列人明白神的旨意的。
And these two were to let the Israelites know the will of God.
现在没有人知道这个乌灵土灵，乌灵土灵是究竟是怎么是东西。
And now no one knows what are these two things, the Urim and the Thummim.
但是那个原则，人但有这个了解。
And but there's still this principle to be understood.
就好像抛那个两块东西，那个阴阳双阴的那样的一个东西。
And that thing is just like tossing the yin and the yang and two yin or two yang.
那弟兄你看到了。
So brothers and sisters, you can see.
那这个是那个研究的那一个原则了。
And this is the principle of drawing by lot.
那是旧约。
And that is the Old Testament
的方法。
That's the method God gave the Israelites in the Old Testament.
那我们就说了，那神在旧约能用，为什么在现在他神不用
？And then we might say, how come God used this method in the Old Testament?
那
就从
这点我们必须要很清楚的记住。
So brothers and sisters, we must remember this point very clearly.
在旧约的日子
，that in the days of the
Old Testament, 神没有把圣灵赐给每一个相信他的人。
But God has not granted the Holy Spirit to all that believed in him
就是神所用的人
and only to those even not to those whom God used
神用他们的时候才把圣灵 分给他们 一下。
And when God was to use them at that point, that God has given them the Holy Spirit just for that moment.
神不用的时候，使用他们的时候，神就会收回那圣灵了。
And when God did not use them, God would take back the Holy Spirit.
那所以在旧约的时候
，So in the Old Testament,
圣灵是临时给神所用的人的。
But the Holy Spirit was given only temporarily to those whom God used.
我们晓得神这个做工的方法，我们才能领会诗篇五十篇上面大卫的那个祷告。
And so when we understand this way that God works, then we will understand the prayer of David in Psalm 50.
神啊，求你不要从我身上收回你所赐的圣灵。
Oh, that Lord, do not take back the life that you have granted me.
那蝙蝠你看到啊？
The brothers and sisters, 神
能把在旧约的时候，神能把圣灵从人身上收回的。
That God in the Old Testament can take back the Holy Spirit from man.
但在新约就不一样了。
But in the New Testament, it's different.
在新约，神是把圣灵赐给人，就让圣灵永远住在信的人的里面。
That when God has granted the Holy Spirit to man, that it's for the Holy Spirit to abide, to live in man.Eternally.
那我们读约翰福音十四章的时候，你就读到这个话了。
And so when we read into John chapter 14, we read into this.
那圣灵来就永远住在我们里边。
That the Holy Spirit comes to always abide in us.
他要永远与我们同住啊。
And it would live in us eternally.
那神不收回了。
That God would not take it back.
那是圣灵住在我们里面的时候。
And so when the Holy Spirit dwells in us,
那神就透过圣灵直接向我们显出他的管理。
So God through the Spirit directly shows us his direction.
那所以弟兄们，你看到没有？为什么在今年夏令特会的时候，我们两位弟兄很注重的说到？那个圣灵的工作呢。
So brothers and sisters, have you noticed that in this year's summer conference, that our two brothers emphasized strongly on the work of the Holy Spirit?
是圣灵的工作去成就神所要做的工。
That it is the work of the Holy Spirit to accomplish the work of God.
在旧约就没有这个情形。
That in the Old Testament, there none of this happened.
在新约就是这样的一个情形。
And that in the New Testament, this is how it works.
说记得。抽出马提亚来代替犹大，乃是在五旬节以前。
So brothers and sisters, so remember that when they draw by lots and they drew Matthias, it was before the Pentecost.
那等到五旬节圣灵来了。
And so when Pentecost arrived and the Holy Spirit descended.
那标准你就看到了，一直到启示录都没有任何研究的那一个记录。
That all the way until Revelation, that there is no more incidents where you have to draw lots.
所有的那些你就看到是圣灵在我们里面说话。
That all the incidents was the Holy Spirit speaking to us inside.
是神直接向人的灵里面说话。
That God speaks directly to the spirit in man.
那彼得告诉西门，你要忘。哥尼流家里去，那神就不叫他，你起来念个经，我告诉你。
So when Peter told Simon to go to Cornelius' house, he did not tell him to draw a lot, and I'll tell you.
那神是直接跟他说话了。
That God spoke directly to him.
在旧约就不能这样。
That in the Old Testament this cannot happen.
因为旧约的人没有圣灵，神说话他们也听不懂。
Because the man did not have the Holy Spirit inside of them, that when God spoke to them, they would not understand.
那我们在新约的每一个神的儿女，我们都有圣灵。
That in the New Testament, all the children of God have the Holy Spirit.
那神说话的时候，我们的灵里就有反应了。
That when God speaks, we have a response in our spirit.
因为我们里面的灵和神是相通的。
Because the spirit in us has communication with the spirit of God.
他们圣灵也带着我们与神有交通的。
And the spirit brings us forth to have fellowship with God.
那说经怎么？我们读到约书亚神吩咐他研究分地的时候，我们千万别要产生这样的一个错觉。
So brothers and sisters, do not have this misunderstanding when God commanded Joshua to divide the land by lot.
我们要记得那是旧约的方法。
We must remember that that is the method of the Old Testament.
旧约是要借着外面的一些动作。
That the Old Testament, you have to work through actions on the outside.
那新约乃是借着圣灵在我们里面说话。
That in the New Testament, it's through the Spirit speaking to us inside.
那这一个区别是很重要，很重要的。
And this difference is very, very important.
不然的话，我们就把自己弄糊涂了。
Otherwise, then we would be confused and foolish.
也会给别人弄糊涂了。
And we would also be confused by others.
也给别人制造糊涂。
And we would also confuse others.
如果我们不是按照神自己的那一个方法来等候神， 那我们就是一片的糊涂。
And if we do not wait upon God according to God's own method, then we would just be very confused.
那现在我们在分辨的这一件事情上面， 我们就 转移到在新约里头，那个很重要的事。
We'll turn from this dividing of the land into a very important matter in the New Testament.
那我们说到神的话把迦南地给以色列人。
We said that the word of God has given the land of Canaan to the Israelites.
这是神的应许。
This is the promise of God.
那么在新约呢？
And what about in the New Testament?
别什么你我们要看到了。
You and I have to see that we mentioned this just very minor last time. And our brother Sun mentioned this heavily in the summer conference.
他在基督里曾赐给我们各样属灵的恩赐。
That God in Christ has given us all the spiritual gifts.
那在中文翻作恩赐好像还不是顶贴。
And in the Chinese translation, spiritual gifts is not good and appropriate enough.
应当直接了当的翻作神为我们铸成了许多天上属灵的福气啊，那底下呢应该是说神给的礼物。
And so it should just be directly translated that God has given us all the heavenly blessings, that this is God's gift.
那么神把他一切的赏赐都放在基督里， 那这是神的应许。
And so God has given all this gift in Christ. This is the promise of God.
那我们承受这个应许的怎么去承受呢？
And how to partake of this inheritance?
在信心里去接受。
To accept it through faith.
那信心就是今天的念旧了。And
so faith is today's method of drawing by lot.
不是真的去念那个旧。It's
not actually to draw it by lot.
乃是用着念旧的那一个原则。But
to use the principle of drawing by lot.
念旧的那个原则乃是信心。And
that principle of drawing by lot is faith.
那好，我们感谢主。So
we thank God.
那现在我们继续往前去多看一点。So
as we continue to look further on.
那一提到要把未得之地分给那九个半支派的时候，
So when it mentions about dividing the land to the 9.5 tribes, the land that was still to be taken,
那神就先把在约旦河东那两个半支派所得的地提说了一下。
First, God makes mention of the land that the 2.5 tribes got east of the Jordan.
而且提说的非常的清楚。
And God has mentioned it very, very clearly in detail.
那提说这些地的目的，
And the purpose of mentioning this,
很明显的是让人记得这不是在约旦河西的应许地。
Very clearly to let man know that this is not in the promised land, but it's east of the Jordan.
虽然是这样，
And even though it's like this,
但是神还是非常明确的把那两个半支派所得的地的那个地界清清楚楚的列出来。
That God clearly draws out the area of the land that these 2.5 tribes obtained.
那为什么是这样呢？
And why is it this way?
我们上次也轻轻提了一下了。
And we have mentioned this lightly last time.
因为 以色列人的律法里头有一条这样的定规，
Because there was this law among the Israelites,
他们祖宗所传下来的 那一些产业是不能转移给别人的。
That the inheritance of their ancestors cannot be given to someone else.
啊，充其量顶多
That just to the utmost.
也只能在同一个支派里面的人手里头流转。
That they can only be given to each other among the same tribe.
那就是说，原则上就是祖宗传下来的不能给别人。
And that is to say, principle wise, that what the ancestors has left, that the descendants cannot give to anyone else.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为那是神所赐的
Because that's given by God
神把你该得的那一份分给你
Because God has given to what was due to you
你就必须持守神所给你的那一份
So you must sustain what God has given you
你不能放弃神所给你的那一份
And you cannot forsake what the share that God has given you
你也不该在神给你的那一份以外再寻求另外的一份
And you shall not seek of any other part that God has given you.
那换一句话来说
In other words,
人必须重视神所赐的
That people must look heavily upon what God gives.
不管你所得的是大还是小
No matter what you have gained, is it great or small?
既然是神所给的
And because it's from God,
你就必须要守住
That you must keep it.
你不能把你从神所得的那一份丢掉
And you cannot throw away what God has given you
那用新约的话来说呢
And so in the words of the New Testament
那就是启示录上一直说到的
And that's what's mentioned in Revelation
你所有的你要持守
That you must keep what you have gained
免得人夺取你的冠冕
Lest others take your crown
你的那一从神那里得着的那一份你必须要牢牢地守住
So the part that you have gained from God, you must keep it. You must hold fast to it.
那另外的一面呢
And on the other side,
假如有很特殊的情况
If there was a special case,
必须要有一些产业上的转移
That if there was this case of changing inheritance,
也只能转移到本支派的人手上
That you can only give over your inheritance to the same tribe.
因为神把产业分给以色列人是以支派为单位的。
Because when God divided the inheritance among the Israelites, it's by tribe.
那所以每支派的那个产业不能乱。
Because so each tribe's inheritance cannot be mixed together.
那我们感谢赞美主。
So we praise and thank our Lord.
在河东那两个半支派虽然他们不是在神的应许里头承受地业
and even though the two and a half tribes east of the Jordan have not gained the inheritance through the promise of God
但是既然神允许他们
since God has allowed it to them
神也要他们很明确地知道神的法则
God still wants them to know clearly his law
要让他们继续的在那里学习顺服神的安排
to let them to continue to learn the lesson of God's arrangements
那提到这两个半支派的时候
so when it mentions about these two and a half tribes
不就是提到他们得那些地
it not only mentions of the land that they gained
也提到他们得地的过程的里头的一些事
but it also mentions the process how they've gained the land
那正好在十三节里边我们看一下
Just as well in verse 13 let's take a look
以色列人却没有赶逐基述人马加人这些人仍住在以色列中直到今日
But the Israelites did not drive out the people of Jeshur and Mecca so they continue to live among the Israelites to this day
那这些都是外邦人啊
And these are all Gentiles
神不是说他们进迦南地的时候把迦南地的那些 那些人都要灭尽吗?
Did God not say that when they enter into the land of Canaan to destroy all the Gentiles?
是神的确有这样的吩咐。
And yes, God did have this command.
但是这个吩咐只适用在那个迦南七族的人。
But this command was only regarding the seven tribes in the land of Canaan.
这里提到这些人。
And the people mentioned in verse 13,
不在迦南七族。
It's not among the seven tribes of the people of the land of Canaan.
所以以色列人也就没有动他们一根毫毛。
So the people of the Israelites did not move on them.
那弟兄姊妹们，这一件事情叫我们看到一件事。
So regarding this matter, we can see
神并不是喜欢对付人的。
That God is not one who delights in dealing with men.
神伸出手来对付人的时候。 乃是人把神逼到一个地步, 神不能不伸出手来。
And that when God's hand is in dealing with man, is that when man has forced him to a point that he cannot but to deal with man.
神是无限的。
And God is unlimited.
这样说好像是把神限制了。
And when we say it this way, it seems like we have limited God.
但是我们说不是限制。
But we say we're not limited.
乃是神给人的最后的界限。
But that is the last resort that man has given to God.
No, that God given to man.
That God has given to man.
神容忍。
And God has patience, he bears them.
神等待。
And God waits.
但是神的容忍和等待不是无尽头的。
But his patience is not unlimited.
那到了一个地步, 神就不能再容忍,
and to a certain point, God cannot bear it any longer.
如果人不明白自己的无知, 一直在那里逼着神, 逼着要把神退出那个罪, 从现在人的话来说, 就是那个底线。
And if man is to be foolish and has forced God to the bottom line,
那神只好伸出手来, 来对付人。
Then God can only reach out his hand to deal with man.
但是那些在神面前不一定是寻求神，但起码是不想得罪神。
But there are some who does not seek after God, but they do not seek to oppose God.
那这样的人，神还是把他们存留下来的。
And so these God has kept them.
那所以在约旦河东有这几族的人留下来，那基述人、马家人。
So there are these several tribes left from the east of the Jordan, the Gezranites and the Machachites.
那这是一件事情。
And so this is one matter.
第二件事情呢?
Secondly,
那是在22节。
In verse 22,
那是以色列人在所杀的人中也用刀杀了比尔的儿子苏士巴兰。
In addition to those slain in battle, the Israelites have put to the sword Balaam, son of Beor, who practiced divination.
那弟兄姊妹，你读过民数记，就知道谁巴兰是谁。
Brothers and sisters, if you have read Numbers, you know who Balaam is.
现在民数记还没有读完，所以也许有人还不知道巴兰是谁。
Because we have not finished reading Numbers, there might be some who don't know who Balaam is.
我简单的来说就好。
I'll just tell you simply.
巴兰乃是一个立定心意要与神对抗的人。
Balaam is one who has determined to oppose God.
他为要得着他自己的好处, 他明知故犯地去抵挡神。
Because he wanted to gain for his own good that he knowingly opposed God.
神给他容忍。
And God had patience with him.
但是神不能永远给他容忍。
But God cannot bear him forever.
所以等到以色列人去攻下 那个河东地的时候,
so when the Israelites attacked the east of the Jordan,
这一个巴兰也就给杀了。
This Balaam was slain.
神在这里很明确地记下了这一笔。
And here God clearly records this.
那这就和刚才我们看神留下一些人成一个长列的对照了。
And here it shows a very clear reflection of those that God has kept.
那边是神存留人。
and one side that God has kept man.
但在这里乃是神不能存留人。
On this side that God cannot bear with man any longer.
神在那里追讨人。
That God has pursued after man.
而且追讨得很彻底。
And they, God has pursued to the, them to a point very thoroughly.
用弟兄姊妹你看。
So brothers and sisters,
这两个事情摆在一起的时候。
That when these two matters are put together.
我们看到一个很严肃的事情。
We can see a very serious matter.
神所注意的是地的问题。
That what God focuses on is on, the, on what ground you're standing on. What
about the land?
About the land.
Concerning the land. 地，神是早晚要从仇敌的手里头收回的。
That the land sooner or later would be taken back from the enemy.
因为现在全地都在撒旦的手下。
Now the whole land is under the hand of, the, of Satan.
撒旦可以像咆哮的狮子遍地游行。
And Satan can roar like a lion.
撒旦又给称为世界的王。
And Satan can be deemed as the king of the world.
因为现在撒旦一个人的堕落从神手里头抢去了这个地。
Because Satan, because of the fall of man, has taken this land from God.
但是神不能让这个地长远落在撒旦的手里。
But God would not bear for this land to be in the hand of Satan too long.
那我们要是细细读神的话的时候，
So when we read into detail the word of God,
我们很留意神对那个地的要求，很绝对的。
We can notice that the requirement God has of the land is very absolute.
我们看创世纪第一章，神把人造出来的时候，
and when we see into Genesis chapter 1,
很明确地告诉人，
He says clearly to man,
你要管理全地，
that you must rule over this land.
借着人把神的权柄贯通在全地上，
that God has given his authority all throughout this land.
然后我们又看到，
And then we can also see,
在以色列人与神立约的时候，神也是在那里声明一件事情，全地都是我的。
That when God made a covenant with the Israelites, He proclaimed that the whole land is mine.
那是并不，你看到神很注意那个地。
So brothers and sisters, you can see that God focuses a lot on the land.
那读到启示录的时候，我们就看到了。
That when we read into Revelation, we can see.
神要在全地的里头显出他的荣耀和权力。
That God would manifest His authority and His glory in the whole land.
我说神很注意那个地。
So God focuses on the land.
现在借着以色列人得地的这一件事情。
So on this matter of the Israelites gaining the land.
你看神在地的那个问题上所说的话一点都不含糊的。
So when God speaks on this matter of the land, that God is not
不含糊
it's not abstract.
No, no, no. Yeah. 是很清楚的。
It's very clear.
那个地从什么地方到什么地方，东边是什么，西边是什么，那说得很清楚。
That wherever this land, He draws it out very clearly. What's on the east, what's on the south.
我说对那个地，神一点都不含糊。
So regarding land, God is very clear.
但是对于人呢?
But regarding man,
神就满有怜恤。
That God has great mercy.
除了神所要对付的那些人以外，神都把他们存留下来。
That besides those God has to deal with, He has kept all others.
在约书亚记我们先看见的是基遍人。
That in the Joshua we can see first the Gibeonites.
这里所提到这些人的事情发生比基遍人更早，但是以前没有记录。
That even though the Geshonites and the Maccabites they occurred before the Gibeonites, they did not record it before.
现在才把他们记录下来。
That it only records them now.
但是从这些记录，再加上基遍人，我们就看到了，那对人，神是以存留人为主要的。方向。
But from these recordings and from the Gibeonites that we can see regarding man, God wants to keep them.
因为无论如何，人还是神所要纪念的。
Because God is inclined to keep them because God wants to remember them.
但是若是人愚昧到像巴兰一样。
But when man is foolish to a point such as Balaam,
那神就不顾惜了。
Then God would have no mercy.
每次我们看新约的时候，我们也看到这些。
And we can also see this in the New Testament.
啊，彼得在耶路撒冷的时候。
That when Peter was in Jerusalem,
那个啊啊亚拿尼亚夫妻俩他们要骗神。
That Sapphira and Anna.And Ananias wanted to deceive the brethren.
那神就没有给他们留下机会了。
That God did not give them an opportunity.
我们看到哥林多前书十一章的时候。
And when we see 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
那时哥林多教会里面有些人在薄饼的事情上面不尊重神。
That at the time the church at Corinth.Regarding bread breaking, they did not respect God.
神也显明他的追讨。
And God manifested his pursuit.
有人病了。
That some were ill.
有人软弱了。
And some were weak. Some were weak physically.
甚至有人死掉了。
And even some death.
保罗就指出来，因为你们在主的桌子的面前不尊重主。
And Paul points out that before the Lord's table that you did not respect him.
但是究竟这些是少数
，But these were few.
从大多数的人那方面来看，神还是存留恩典。
But in the great numbers, we can see that God has bestowed grace.
那我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank God.
神要得回地，但是神仍旧纪念人。
That God wants to regain the land, but He still remembers man.
然后在十四章的里边。就提到那两个半支派分得地业的事。
And so in chapter 14, it speaks on the two and a half tribes' inheritance.
在这一段的记录的里头，神就特意提到了利未人。
And in this recording, God makes special mention of the Levites.
那我们先看十四节。
We first see verse 14.
只是利未支派摩西没有把产业分给他们，他们的产业乃是献与耶和华以色列神的火祭，正如耶和华所应许他们的。
But to the tribe of Levi he gave no inheritance, since the offerings made by fire to the Lord, the God of Israel, are their inheritance as he promised them.
那然后三十三节。
And then verse 33.
只是利未支派摩西没有把产业分给他们。耶和华以色列的神是他们的产业，正如耶和华所应许他们的。
And again, also, but to the tribe of Levi, Moses has given no inheritance. The Lord, the God of Israel, is their inheritance as he promised them.
那这样提到利未人的事情，在以后的那些分地的记录里边一再再提及的。
And so when here it mentions about the Levites, whenever it mentions about inheritance, they mention of the Levites again.
那一再提到利未人
，and they when they make mention of the Levites again，
那说明了神没有忘记他们。
It clearly points out that God has not forgotten them。
相反的，神还是很注意他们。
But on the contrary, that God has paid special attention to them。
那便是为我们记得
，brothers and sisters, we should remember。
十二个支派有权利去分地。
That the 12 tribes。Can divide the land.
利未人就没有权利去分地。
That the Levites have no right to divide the land.
那按照人的感觉来说，做一个利未人就好像很不开心了。
That according to man's feelings, that if you were a Levite, you wouldn't be so happy.
哎呀，犹大支派得地了。
That the tribe of Judah have
the land. 以法莲支派又得地了。
And the tribe of Ephraim have
the land. 马拿西的支派也得地了。
And the tribe of Manasseh has their land.
哎呀，扎德也好，拿弗他利也好。
And no matter if it's Gad or Naphtali,
全都得地了。
That all have gained land.
就是我们这个支派可怜巴巴的，什么都没得着。
But only our tribe is so pitiful, we have gained nothing.
而我们在地上什么都没有。
That we have nothing on this earth.
但弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
人的感觉可以这样。
Even though man's feelings can be,
但神不让人有这个感觉。
But God does not allow man.
神一再提到利未人的时候
，That whenever God mentions of the Levites, God says,
他就是他们的产业。
That he is their inheritance.
啊，他们所承受的不是地上的产业。
That they have not inherited from this earth.
他们所承受的乃是神的自己。
And what they have inherited is God himself.
地土不是他们的产业。
That the earth is not their inheritance.
主自己才是他们的产业。
That the Lord himself is
their inheritance. 那就是我们灵里面是苏醒的话，我们就知道这个祝福是很大的。
So brothers and sisters, when our spirit is alert, we should know that this blessing is great.
但是我们也不能不承认，这一个信心的试炼也是蛮重的。
But we cannot but admit that this trial of faith is very great.
你什么都没有，但是神说你要丰丰富富。
That when you have nothing, that God says you would be abundant.
你说我什么都没有，怎么能丰富呢？
And if you said I have nothing, how can I be abundant?
神说，
and
你不要看你手里头有多少。
Do not and look and see how much your hand has.
你要看见我是你的产业。
You must see that I am your inheritance.
我是丰富了。
I am abundant.
你要什么就向我支取。
And whatever you want, ask of me.
你支取我就是享用我了。
And if you partake of me, then you're enjoying me.
啊，弟兄们，这是太宝贝的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a precious matter.
虽然当时在律法上的定规。
So even though this was the law,
以色列人所献给神的十分之一。
That the Israelites only gave God one tenth.
那是给利未人的。
It's given to the Levites.
那利未人所得的十分之一
，and that the tenth that the Levites got
是给祭司的
，was given to the priests。
后来你说，如果以色列人他们在神面前活得对了，那利未人就有饭吃了。
Then you might say that if the Israelites live right before God, then they are able to be fed.
如果以色列人活得不对了，那利未人就没饭吃了。
That if they did not live right before God, they might not be able to live.
那按人看来的确是这样。
And so according to man, it may seem like
that. 但是神让利未人学习一个功课，越过人眼所见的，而直接看见神做他们的供应。
But God lets the Levites learn this lesson which surpasses what the eye can see to let them see that God is their own supply.
那到了新约的时候，
So when we're in the New Testament,
许多按着摸到神的心意来处理教会的问题的教会。
So many local churches, when they touch the heart of God in dealing with the local church,
他们对待那些完全放下工作专一服侍神的人，也就选用这一个原则。
And those who totally put themselves aside and work for God, they are partaking of this principle.
那我们这里的聚会也是如此。
And here, this local fellowship is the same.
但是除了我们以外，还有数不过来的许多的教会，他们也是这样。
But besides us, there are countless numbers of local fellowships are like this.
他们对服侍主的人没有一个固定的供给。
That they treat the servant of the Lord,
but 很感谢神的。
They do not have a set.
那些有固定供给的地方的一些服侍主的人，也许会闹穷啊。
They do not have a set salary, but to those local fellowship who give the servant of the Lord a set salary.
那但是那些没有固定供给的那个服侍主的人。从来没有听说闹虫的这一件事。同款
，that those who did not have a set salary, those servants of the Lord, you never heard them complain of poverty.
Poverty. 那我们感谢赞美主。
And we praise and thank our Lord.
这一个法则乃是说出神是信实的神。
That this principle points out that God is a faithful God.
人能用信心去支取他。
That when man can partake of God through faith.
那到了新约啊。
And so when we reach the New Testament.
认真说起来。
In actuality.
这一个法则的应用并不是只限于那些放下工作出来专一服侍主的人。
That this principle is not only regarding those who put aside their own work. To serve the Lord.
全体神的儿女都是在这里。
That all the children of God falls into this.
你说不是。
You might say no.
我们在公司里头工作。
That we work at our company.
我们在政府机关里面工作。
That we work for the government organization.
到时到后那个 paycheck 就交到我手上。
And in due time, we have a paycheck.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
裁缝看来你用不着用信心去支取神。
It seems as we have no use to partake of the Lord through faith.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你不能保证你在什么时候会给 lay off。
You have no guarantee when you would be laid off.
啊，等到你给 lay off 以后。
And when you have been laid off,
你也不能保证你马上就找到工作。
You have no guarantee that you'll find work right away.
你说不要紧，有失业。
You say,
有失业那个津贴。
It's okay, I have unemployment.
但是你能保证在那个失业的津贴满期以前，你一定能找到新的工作。
But can you guarantee that before your employment benefits runs out, can you find work before that?
没有一个人敢做这个保证。
But no one person can make this guarantee.
那比方说，我们 David 弟兄现在要开自己开医务所了。
For example, our brother David wants to open his own clinic.
医务所是开过来了。
And he might be able to open it.
你保证一定有足够的病人吗
？Can you guarantee that you have enough patients?
谁敢保证呢
？Who can guarantee?
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
不需要人保证。
You do not need man's guarantee.
每一个神的儿女，你都可以用信心去支取神的自己。
But each child of God can partake of God himself through faith.
在旧约，神是立位人的产业。
That in the Old Testament, God is the inheritance of the Levites.
所以只有立位人可以支取神。
So only the Levites can partake of God.
但在新约的里边
，But in the New Testament,
神是我们每一个人的产业。
God is each one of us inheritance.
我们每一个人都可以坦然的去支取神。
But each one of us can boldly partake of God.
啊，问题就是说
，But the matter is,
你会不会支取
？Do we know how to partake of Him?
我们感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
这是神的应许。
This is the promise of him.
他说他是我们的产业。
He said that he is our inheritance.
我们就可以享用他做我们的产业。
And we're able to enjoy him being our inheritance.
因为他很纪念称为他名下的人。
Because he remembers those under his name.
那是不是称为他名下的人，他尚且纪念。
And even though he still remembers those who are not under his name,
存留他们
and keeps them,
那何况我们是称为他的儿女
What more of us who are his children?
那是我实在愿意我们的弟兄姊妹们不要把我们的前途放在我们眼见的把握里
So I really hope that brothers and sisters do not put their future in what the eye can see.
而是把我们的前途摆在神的信实。
But to put our future in the faithfulness of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank our God.
因为他没有改变。
Because he never changes.
也没有转动的影子。
And there's no shifting of shadows with him.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
那么，我们今天晚上就看到这。
We'll end here tonight.
我们请一两位弟兄和姊妹领我们一边祷告。
May one or two brothers or sisters lead us in prayer.